French toast.
Did you think I wouldn't find out about your little doo-doo head cootie queen?
Who are you calling a cootie queen, you lint licker?
Pickle, you cum cross!
Overreacting.
No, Bill, overreacting was when I put your convertible into a wood chipper. Stinky McStink face!
You hoboken.
Fabulous.
Fabulous indeed, folks.
No, I'm just kidding.
Welcome to the show. Oh, man. This is the Air Raid Podcast, episode 53.
Woo!
Of what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I'm your host, Aaron Roden.
Latina Fantastica.
And this is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Once a week. Still thinking, maybe we do twice a week. Welcome to episode 53. This is the first episode of year two, folks. Thank you so much for your continued support of the show and downloading us and liking us on Facebook, leaving us star ratings on iTunes. Please do more of that, by the way. It helps us out in the long run. Shows the powers that be over at the Noisebeam Network at noisebeam.com. People are actually listening to this show, and we would like to keep on doing this show for you and my sanity. I don't know if it keeps you sane, but it definitely keeps me sane to a certain extent. Thanks for tuning in. We recently, the Noisebeam Network, all the shows on the Noisebeam Network, got a little write-up on this website. And once again, unprepared. This is probably, if they're listening at this, whatever website it is, they're going to hate me even more, because I can't even remember who they are.
No! What they're called. Kelly Clarkson!
This website that will now go unnamed because of my unpreparedness, had some kind of, I thought, a little bit of harsh words to say about the good old shows on Noisebeam Network. Mine in particular, this very podcast, they basically just reiterated our tagline for the show and said that it was hosted by two dudes.
I will eat your babies, bitch!
What? Two dudes? It's just me. That's it. It's just me, and they had some things to say. They said it was mostly chauvinistic, a less mature version of TBTL, which I'll take that, I guess. We're definitely less mature, but that's why I went with the clean mouth sound drop at the opening of the show, because we're classing it up here, people. What the French toast? Yeah, we're not going to swear anymore on this very fucking show. Oh, sorry. I just messed it up. I am so immature. See, if I was as immature as this, what the hell is the name of that? It's a blog site. Whatever. It doesn't matter because they're kind of jerks. But if I was so immature, would I be saying immature, not immature, right? Yeah, whatever. Anyway, you'll be happy to know that the quilts have stopped coming in the mail, which is amazing. I'm very happy about that. I don't know, maybe some of the people were listening to the show last week with Black Whales. If you haven't heard that yet, you got to go back and listen to that. They came on and debuted their latest album, and it's really good. Shangri-La indeed. And once again, they'll be playing on June 28th at Numo's, which is coming up quick here. With a friend of ours, let's see, the band, oh yeah, Legendary Oaks, some good friends of ours here at the Air Raid Podcast. So go and check that show out. You will, not, You will not regret it. That is for sure. We've got a great show planned for you today. Another band is coming on, a local Seattle band, the Brambles. I'm excited to have these guys on. I ran into them at, a show at the Columbia City Theater in South Seattle a little while ago, when we did the episode with Yarn Owl, the band Yarn Owl from Pullman. And it turned out like a bunch of my old friends from college were in this band, the Brambles. And so I checked them out and they're super good and they're going to come and they're actually going to be playing live here in Dining Room Studios. So, I hope you guys are looking forward to that because I am. In other news, I've got my 31st birthday coming up. On the day this episode 53, goes live, I will be 31 years old. Somebody called me today and wished me a happy birthday. And they were like, oh, so how old are you now, man? And I could not remember. I know 31 is like pretty easy, should be pretty easy to remember, right? But it really wasn't. I couldn't remember if I was 32 or 31. Excuse me. And now I've got some sort of reflux going. I don't know. It all comes with old age, right? Oh, God, I'm going to die. Going to die soon. Yeah, I couldn't remember if I was 32 or 31. That's kind of a bad sign, right? I don't know if that's, indicative of me, having early onset Alzheimer's, really, really early onset Alzheimer's. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe. Okay. I got it. I know the reason now. It was because I smoked pot out of aluminum can when I was 12. That's the reason, right? Isn't that what they always told you? That'll give you Alzheimer's. I wonder if that study's ever been done. We got to stop having all these studies. I think I saw another one on the news, the local news, last night, where they were saying, new scientific study, exercise is better than just laying around and watching TV. It's better for you than laying around and watching TV. Who pays for these studies? That's what I want to know. Who pays for those? What's the point of spending, scientific mind manpower or woman power, probably a lot of woman power, on studies like that? What's the frickin' point of doing those studies? I'll bet that it has something to do with keeping like the grant money coming in. It's got to be something along those lines. I think we've actually talked about this before. Anyway, we've got a great show for you. I'm 31 years old now. The quilts have stopped coming. I'm trying to be more healthy. Mairead and I, we started Weight Watchers last night. Online, Weight Watchers online. Now they have, to make it feel less feminine, they have Weight Watchers online for men. And so that's what I did. That's it. That's what I did. Plugged my weight in there. Plugged everything else in there, my height, my age, and my activity. And I have been being more active. I gotta get myself in shape here, man. I'm starting to deteriorate. At least my mind is, right? I can't even remember how old I am. So I've been going to the pool and doing that thing, And man, dude, it is really, really hard to get back into swimming. I mean, you're using your whole body in that. I've always been a really good swimmer. Been on the swim team in high school and all that good stuff for a couple months. But I've always been a really good swimmer. I've always liked being in the water. But man, my stamina is not where it used to be. And I need to work on that. So I'll be keeping you guys informed of how I'm doing at the pool. And hopefully, by me saying this on air and you know, letting the listeners know that I'm trying to make a change in my life. Maybe that will be the boost I need to keep it going. Because what happens, you know, what's always happened to me in the past is that I just quit. Like, I'll go like super strong, you know, and then I'll see a little bit of change in myself, in my physical self. You know, I'll lose it. I'll drop a couple pounds or whatever. And then I'll be like, oh yeah, this is great. I'm feeling good. I'm energetic. My pants fit again. And then I'll just stop going. Like, I'll give myself excuses. Well, I'm doing so well, I can eat this whole pizza and this whole tub of ice cream tonight, while I watch, Hoarders. But and then that's my downfall, right? That's how I lose grip on everything, and then it just goes south from there. But I'm gonna try not to do that this time. I'm gonna try really hard. Oh, okay. All right, we've got the Brambles coming up. We're gonna take a quick musical break. You know what? Maybe we'll. We'll play one of the Brambles recorded tunes here, and hopefully that works out. So, yeah, we'll go with this one. This is called Left Without Saying Goodbye, and we will be right back with the Brambles. Your favorite songs, I was hoping we'd dance all night long, and you left without saying goodbye. Baby, I know how it goes. Smoke, it was thick, and the whiskey did flow. But I wore my best dress, and you didn't even know. You just left without saying goodbye. Ooh, baby, why do I try? My heart's on my sleeve, and this face don't lie. Sure as the sun sets west in the sky, you left without saying. Alright, we are back with the band The Brambles. Let's do a quick round robin and kind of introduce everybody here, starting on my left, Mr. Grant Hammond.
Here. Are you?
Here. Get a little closer to that mic.
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear me either.
Can you hear me now?
There you are, kind of.
Let's work on this a little bit. Keep talking.
You gotta use.
Can you hear me now?
Use your outdoor voice.
Hello.
There you are. All right, Graham. What do you play?
I play bass. In the
tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your sign?
I'm Virgo. If that has anything to do with me, but I play bass in the band, and that's about it.
Okay. Okay. Next up.
I'm Vanessa. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Caleb, and I play the drums, and I attempt to sing as well.
Also known as SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You attempt to play drums, and you sing.
I'm just kidding.
And that's Omar on guitar. Well, thank you guys.
I fuck up all the time, too. Wait, can you swear on here?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, totally.
It's the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fine, dude. You're fine. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. That song that we just played was, if I'm ready, I would have known already, Left Without Saying Goodbye. All right. The Brambles. Welcome. Local Seattle band. And so let me ask you guys this, just to kind of get the juices flowing just a little bit, if you don't mind. Graham, you look a bit pensive.
Yeah, it's my first interview.
So, have you guys ever seen Hoarders?
Yes. I love that show.
I have been watching the shit out of that show lately because we just kind of signed. Everybody knows this that's been listening to this show. I've just signed up for Netflix, mm-hmm. you know, 3 years late. And just getting on the bandwagon of Hoarders. And I am obsessed. I am totally obsessed with this show. And what I'm doing now is I'm trying not to become a hoarder, so I'm starting to throw stuff away, like a lot of stuff, like bills and things of that nature.
How about your TV?
Money. I'm not going to throw away my TV. You can't have my TV. So you guys, you've seen that show?
Yeah.
SeaWorld?
Quite a bit, yes.
Caleb?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite episode?
Oh, God.
Do you have one?
I don't have one on, like, that I'm thinking of right now that just sticks out, but it's just a great show.
Sorry, I'm not talking close enough. No, that show freaks me out because I'm so OCD that, like, my room is so clean and, like, all in its place all the time that it's just, like, the complete opposite of me that it just drives me crazy, but I can't
right.
stop watching it.
Well, it seems like every hoarder, too, ends up with about 15 dead, like,
oh.
mummified cats.
Yeah,
in their house too, like yeah, under couches or just under boxes. Can you imagine being a cat that lives in a place like that?
Oh God, being mummified.
Well, just like having to, like, you know, you're crawling around on stuff and it just falls over.
Paradise for a cat.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, yeah. You just poop wherever you want.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome, actually.
I like Strange Addictions. There's that woman that eats laundry detergent. Actually, there are several women that eat laundry detergent. I started eating laundry detergent like 5 years ago. I eat laundry detergent. It just feels so right.
That's what this one.
Like the powder form or like the liquid
stuff?
They're
just like, they're like, I like to lick it. Like that sweet, that candy that we had when we were kids with the dust and the sugar. Cocaine, wait.
Bath salts.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
No, I think I saw a video recently of, it was like maybe within the last year or something. It was that strange addiction kind of thing, but it was a woman who would like go into like flea markets and shit and pull foam out of like, mattresses and things like that and eat that.
What?
And she would go around.
It had to be stolen too.
Oh my God, dude. It was so weird. Cause she would buy couch cushions just to take home so she could nibble on the foam.
My dad once told me that somebody ate a plane, in small pieces, sprinkled over your food for 50 years. Mm-hmm. Hey, what the hell?
Yeah, ate a whole plane.
Yeah.
Nobody did that, dude. Yeah. Your dad's a liar. I'm sorry, Omar, your dad was lying to you.
At least there could be nutritional value to that cushion. You know, there could be all that dead skin and stuff.
Fiber.
There could be, I guess. I mean, I don't think so. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I don't know. I've been eating laundry detergent for 5 years. It's like they're still alive.
Feels so right.
All right, who left their phone on?
I did. I'll go get it. You guys keep talking.
Okay, so let's get down brass tacks here, guys. The Brambles. How did this band start here? Vanessa, why don't you go first here?
I think Graham should do our intro to.
Graham should do it.
No, we're in Ellensburg.
Okay.
Along with you.
Along with me, yes.
And then we all came back to Seattle, and then we all, some of us got in a few different bands, and then some of those bands disbanded, and then the other bands went and formed a new band called the Brambles.
Wait a minute. Okay, so what bands did you guys, because we used to play together. Graham and Caleb and I used to play together in a band called Pavlov's Dogs over in Ellensburg, which was a lot of fun. However, I will say that there was another Caleb in that band.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, Konawagi, you know, if you play the song, if you practice the song with a capo on, you got to play the song live with the capo on because then nobody knows what key you're in.
Yeah.
So I hope you're not doing that anymore.
Shout out to Caleb Kondawag.
Yeah,
you, buddy.
So
yeah.
Shout out to him. So what bands were you guys in when you first got out here to Seattle?
Well, Graham was playing bass in the Holy Hobos, and then I, Omar actually played with them a little bit too, and then I played fiddle, and then that's when it disbanded, and Graham said, we should play your songs. And I said, okay.
I played in a different band called the Soft Hills, which we played for a while, and then I got involved with these guys because they needed a drummer, and I got into this and really liked it, so started doing this.
Excellent. And Omar used to be in.
You really liked it, huh? That's really new news.
Yeah.
I was in a top 40 band when I first moved here, and then I just wasn't interested anymore.
Top 40 band. What top 40 band were you in?
It was called Johnny Five, and we played a Muckleshoot Casino and crap like that. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good money, but then they started, I don't know, I started playing stuff I wasn't into and then quit that. And then I was in this like rock band called Sunday Night Blackout for a while.
Uh-huh.
It was a big JCM 800 and just kind of loud, kind of like GNR, Rainbow, or AC/DC kind of shit.
Rainbow?
Yeah.
Who the hell is Rainbow?
Cozy,
dude?
Powell. And it's Dio, Ronnie James Dio's band before.
He was in a band called Rainbow?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't so much into him. The other guitar player, love him, Iron Maiden. I like Guns N' Roses a lot. The best stuff. And I thought I could
tell,
take that.
Because you got that Guns N' Roses tattoo on your face.
Yes. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. I thought I could, you know, go that direction, but it became pretty redundant, but the riffs and everything. But it was fun while it lasted. Definitely a different thing this group is.
Let me ask you a question, Omar. What was playing, like, because in Johnny Five, you guys used to play, like you said, Muckleshoot Casino, kind of the casino circuit, because it was all covers, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
What the hell was that like, man? Was that like soul-crushing?
No, not at first. I was stoked. I got it backwards. Everything in my life's backwards. I should have been doing that, you know, in 10 years, you know? But it was really
benefit. You started out. Now you can just go. Yeah. The only way to go is up.
Right. It was beneficial in the sense that, you know, kind of I learned a lot, you know, mm-hmm. as far as like rhythm section and just about music. It's good as going to college, really, because all the other people in there were in college.
Right. Know? It was like kind of a band made up of music majors from Central Washington, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Except for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. It was fun. No, I mean, I liked the diversity, but we never played songs that I was into enough. I didn't feel, you know, but we did Earth, Wind, and Fire and stuff. And
yeah. Yeah.
And then you go,
a lot
but
of
then
no
you go,
doubt.
Yeah, a lot of no doubt. And then you go out in the crowd, and it's, oh, I couldn't hear your guitar at all, you know, because it's like a damn mosquito buzzing around out there, because nobody cares, you know, about a guitar solo or whatever. But I took it serious, tried to play all the shit verbatim and everything, pretty much.
Yeah,
most of it, if I could accomplish it.
Well, it's got to be a lot of like homework too, right?
Yeah, but after a while, it just starts. You know, growing on itself, it's easy to like learn stuff. You just, you know, it's formulaic, as you know, being
right,
a musician
right,
yourself. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, sure. You know, we learn five songs for one practice, and we go, okay, got it. And then five songs the next practice, just like bang, 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 pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's use that term musician for me loosely, okay? Because I had enough trouble in Pavlov's dogs following Caleb around on guitar. So you guys all meet in Central Washington, and you didn't invite me to be part of your bands, which is that's fine.
You know, I don't think any of us had met Omar in Ellensburg.
No.
You guys didn't know?
But,
Omar,
you know,
we met in Ellensburg.
We met, I knew you, but I didn't know any of these guys, really.
The only thing I knew of Omar is that I saw him play with Johnny Five, and I liked the way he played.
Right,
mutual acquaintances, but yeah.
Okay, so did you guys get hooked up with Omar then? He was in the same... He was
this guy, Ian
same...
Barnes, had a group, and then Graham played with them. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and what, you guys couldn't... You guys butted heads and... or
Ian?
Yeah, what
nah,
happened
dude,
there?
I don't butt. I don't know. I was just kind of sit. I was just...
Ian
I,
had to quit.
I never had that much emotional investment in anything there, right. So I would just go and hang out. And then at one point, it's a curve. I've been like a really pedantic person with regard to music. Like, I started off really timid and stuff when I was in the cover band, and then I feel like now I'm kind of, like, back, you know, have more tact. But, you know, yeah, I would just go to Ian's things and say, like, Jesus Christ, Ian, just, you know, stomp your foot right here let's do it the same, you know, whatever. Yeah. But it was, we always got along. I never felt, I would just kind of laugh. I would yell and then laugh. I mean, I never took any of the, I never considered myself part of that group. I just go, oh, I can go jam with this and I don't have to play that fucking rock music all the time. You know, I like to diversify, you know?
Right, right. So do you guys have some, are there inner band little quarrels and some turmoil that go on sometimes? Because that's all, it's bound to happen, right?
Having a girl in the band makes that a lot easier for some reason. I feel like we all have to Vanessa just hold a certain amount of respect in front of her, or I don't know.
Yes, because Graham's sexist.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly.
I can tell. He said,
I see no gender.
So there's nothing.
That
there's
explains
nothing.
The way you act.
Right, right. Because I've been in a couple bands, and I remember one in particular. The drummer and the lead singer constantly butting heads.
Yeah.
Like, just, I mean, every practice it was like, okay, what are we gonna deal with now? Because they were both, you know, very strong personalities and stuff. And it seems like that, you know, that just kind of goes with the territory, right?
Yeah. Well. I think that, you know, if you have that in your band, you know, and that happens early on and it doesn't go away, then you got to change something because, you know, it's all about having a foundation. If you can't get along, or if you don't have a functional practicing space, or you don't have functional equipment, or, you know, it all has to be there to make good music.
You can't be screwing
with your amp or getting in fights during practice. Yeah. You know, when you're there, it's rehearsal time.
Omar, were you going to say something?
I don't know. I think gear and all that stuff matters, but I think it's more just about play again. These guys are pretty good, in my opinion, as far as practice. But most of the groups I've been in, they just like talk for like half an hour and stuff, and we just hit it again, play it again. But it's better to play just this.
So
over,
is that how you guys?
Over again.
Is that how you guys conduct a practice? Then you
yeah,
like, there's
and
no
we're still
real
not
talking
any good.
Involved.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
There's some, like, talking. Not a lot, but it's usually...
I'm sorry. So let me explain something to the listeners here. We had a little mixer problem in the beginning when I was doing my intro and had to use some scaled-down equipment. So now, like, there's two people sharing a microphone. And, you know, Caleb just got off work, so he can't remember...
I don't know what I'm doing right now.
He hasn't eaten yet.
I haven't eaten, and I've been dealing with 24-year-olds all day today. So
24-year-olds.
Not 24-year-olds. 24-year-olds.
That's pretty good.
That's part of our demographic, man. You better be careful.
So,
So wait, you're a teacher, right?
Yeah, I'm a preschool teacher at the West Seattle YMCA.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, that's my day job.
So you have 24-year-olds.
20.
In one, like, preschool class?
Yes. With a couple.
Does that go all day?
Yeah, all day long.
Jesus.
It's a wonderful, awesome job, but it's very tiring and frustrating at times.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, but I love it.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, let's get back on track here then.
Back on track.
Okay, so we were talking about some of the band dynamics, and so you guys kind of, you were telling us how you kind of conduct a practice, and it's just bam, bam, bam. You're replaying the
broken
songs
record.
Each over. Yeah. I mean, doesn't that
ideally? Yeah.
Ideally, yeah. But I mean, doesn't that too, like, you start getting tired of songs doing that as well too, right?
Well, Vanessa writes a lot of new songs, like, all the time.
Yeah,
like, there's pretty much every other practice she has a new song, and we'll run our set, and then if we have time, we'll like do the new song or whatever.
Uh huh. Well, that's pretty cool.
But,
so you're always working with new material then.
Yeah, it's nice. It keeps it fresh and.
So where do you find your inspiration to be writing a song, a new song each practice? How many times do you guys practice a day? Or not a day, a week.
A week.
20 times a day with 4-year-olds.
We've been trying to do twice a week.
Twice a week? That's pretty ambitious. Yeah.
It should be more.
Yeah. And so where do you find the inspiration to keep writing music, like a new song each week? You must play a lot at home by yourself. And
I do, yes. I don't know. If you just have a little piece, it's easy to put it together.
Right, right.
It's just that little, like, that little tiny spark can, you know, be enough.
Yeah. And what are you writing, too? Are you writing, like, the guitar parts and the vocals at the same time? Or
I just do the chord, you know, the chords. Chord
progressions.
Yeah.
And
okay. Then it's really neat to, like, take to, you know, practice and then have it all orchestrated in some fabulous way that I would have never come up with, you know.
Right, right. Having other people write parts to it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, because when I haven't really written a song in a long time, but when I used to, it was always like the guitar parts came first. And then after a while, I'd be like, well, we need some words here. And I'd just slap some vocals on there. And then it would, like, you know, the whole song would degrade from there. But, like, is that kind of a normal thing?
I'm, like, opposite.
Are you? It's vocals first?
Well, no, it's like a phrase or something, you know?
Okay.
It's like a little word chunkage.
So do you have one of those, like, magnetic, like, you have those series of magnetic words on your refrigerator?
No. It's just in my mind.
Okay, okay.
You're crazy.
How do you do it, Omar? When you're writing a song, is it usually guitar first or vocals?
Same thing.
First?
Sometime I'll have some, you know, sanctimonious, self-righteous line in my head that I think so great, you know, like "Sad Summer," and then I'll just be like, "Sad Summer, yeah," something like that, you know.
Yeah. A little doo-wop in there.
Yeah, yeah, and okay. Then like just kind of think mostly melody and interval are what appeal to me initially, and then rhythmic arrangements come later, ideas like that, but. Just like chord changes, certain chords. I'm not a fan of a lot of things, but really? I mean, I could probably list what I don't like.
Yeah,
Jack White.
Yeah, don't get me started.
We started talking about
he's
that
successful,
last episode.
Right? I had a dream last night. I think he was murdering me or something, or I was murdering him.
Let me ask you this, because the Black Whales. We started talking about this in our last episode. The documentary movie It Might Get Loud. Have you seen that with Jimmy Page and The Edge and stuff? Jack White kind of annoyed me in that movie.
That's what he does for a living. But there's a whole.
I mean,
subjugated demographic of stooges that.
Personally, I like the music.
Drank the charlatan juice.
I don't know.
Personally, I like his music. But
want me to go make up a Joke White song right now?
A Joke White?
Yeah. Dude, anyway, whatever.
No, I totally see what you're saying.
You saw the movie.
Yeah.
In the movie, there's a scene where there's a band of a man and a woman doing the same shtick in Detroit there. And, yeah, remember, there's a guitar player and a drummer girl, and they're dressed in black. And at least he has the decency to cite them as an influence, because I think he got the whole idea from them. I don't remember what they're called, but people out there probably know. All the people out there. But, they're really good. Like, it's really good. The guy's voice has, you know, there again, I don't know. It's just his voice lets me down. The chord intervals let me down. That being said, that I like a couple songs. Yeah. Like, that one, if it was that one with his other band, that's almost like if 6 was 9 or whatever, that Jimi Hendrix thing. It's like my baby's on a level or whatever. That song's pretty good. But
that is a little bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't think
somebody
about that.
pointed out.
So what annoyed me about it, and this is what I was saying last week, is that there's a point in that movie where you see Jack White like creating this guitar out of like a piece of, you know, 2x4. Old 2x4 or something like that. He pounds a nail in one end and strings this string into it and like attaches this shitty old pickup to it, like this Sears and Roebuck, you know, harmony guitar pickup to it. But you know, people watch that and they go, "Oh my god, this guy's just fucking amazing."
Yeah.
You know that he did that. It's like you could do that too.
Yeah,
actually,
right.
you take a piece of twine and put a shitty pickup on a board and you're done.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. I feel you. I feel you on that, brother.
I'm all for it philosophically, you know, yeah, but it's like, sorry, buddy, still sounds like crap. Write a good song.
I wouldn't go
I'm all for kicking. I'm all for kicking out the windows when it's warranted.
I'm not sure I know what that means, so we'll move on. So, okay, so you guys become this band, right? Was it a conscious effort to make it kind of country music? Or was it just kind of, did it just happen that way? Or is that like, that's your musical background? What happened with that?
Well, I guess the songs that I brought to the table at first were a little bit folky and, yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, acoustic folkiness. But I think it's kind of evolved past that a little bit, which is kind of neat because I would have, like I said, would have never really pictured where it's gone, you know. But I like it.
Yeah.
So she writes the songs and brings them to us. And, you know, Omar being in that top 40 band for a long time has given him like a a big, vast amount of material to draw from. You know, he's learned all these different styles of music, all these songs and everything. So she comes in here and we all have done that too, but I think he's most experienced with that. And so he hears something and it might cue something in his mind. I'm putting words in his mouth, but he'll draw an idea. And he said,
Graham's a really nice guy.
Let's make it sound like this. Hey, and it's not like we're ripping him off of where we make it sound like that. But
no,
hey,
sometimes Graham's like, I'll be like, yeah, Graham pointed out to me that there's, you know, a fundamental reggae groove that's like the kick is on 2 and 4 as opposed to the snare. And I was like, oh, by God, you're right. And then, you know, I'll be like, Vanessa will have a song, this folky kind of song, and just be like, play that beat to it. And I'd be, no, don't do that or something. And then I'll be like, put, you know, like this fuzzed out guitar or something. I don't know, you know.
Yeah. So kind of like
just
Jack White.
Just juxtapose.
Kind of like
Jack
White.
Yeah, but not melodically devoid and completely just sonic drivel.
I'm sorry I brought it back there. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I don't know, man. That's funny. I did have a dream about that last night. I think I was just, you
that
know.
That he was murdering you.
No, I don't know. Actually, I think I was just, never mind. No, it's really, you know, I'm really immature person in that respect, I guess, and I'm still hung up on these kind of things.
No.
It's like, it's just not good. It's not that good, buddy. I mean, it'd be one thing if he was like a phenomenal. It's like him and Dave Matthews I put in the same category. Not a big fan, you know? Well, what are you talking about? Well, both the music just ain't that good. I mean, just give me the hits, you know? Give me that, you know. Like, and people like to hate on U2 or something. Like, you could tell maybe there was, like, in that movie, right?
Right.
You can kind of see maybe.
Yeah.
Jack White, you know, the edge is so cheesy. You know, piss off. Like, that music is beautiful. Shut the hell up. You're lying if you don't say you like it. There's a certain underlying symmetry to the universe. I'm an agnostic. I'm not saying some bullshit about some crap. But, you know, there's something to be said for symmetry, the golden mean, you know, in whatever realm of aesthetic or sound or whatever.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's it? Okay.
They're like the skinny puppy interview from like 1984. The guys goddamn.
I like what you're saying, man. I like what you're saying. But see, I would flip that around because I've never been a big U2 fan.
Oh, I love U2.
You love U2?
I love them.
Is everybody here? Am I outnumbered here?
I don't know. I just had so many good experiences to that, like, greatest hits, like, growing up. I don't know. I just had that album.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Are you still a U2 fan? Like, you still, like, do you still really enjoy U2?
Not now, but, like, I just remember in, like, high school and, like, middle school, I just loved U2. Like, I was all about that. I mean, I made out, like, to that album all the time when I was, like, growing up.
It's a romantic.
Yeah, like, my first girlfriend in high school, like, we were just... Turn that on and make out.
No, are we talking about Joshua Tree or something? That album?
No.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever.
That Electrical Storm? I'm pretty much a greatest hits guy, too. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I heard that Joshua Tree album all the way through, I'm sure. But, yeah, I mean, it's just nice sounding. I mean, it's not very complex. Whatever, that doesn't matter. It's just, dude, Bono, man, that guy can sing, man. Like, he's like, Sinatra or Jim Morrison or whatever.
I'll give you that. I just have never understood, like, the you know, somewhat like cult following that band had. Like,
well, it's everything's in the right place. I don't know. I feel like there again, it's that, you know, there's not. I mean, go ahead. I'm going to get a beer. I'll expound if you want, but I don't want to be this fucking guy.
No. So, I mean, even in, did you guys see the documentary, Mike? I'm sorry. We keep on talking about this. But so The Edge, like, he just looked like he didn't belong there. It was like, you know, one of these things
is
not
he belongs.
Is not the other. What's that?
Can we drink all your beer?
Yeah, totally. That's what we bought it for.
All right.
Excellent, excellent. I think this is the first episode that we have ever had somebody actually get up during the interview and go to my refrigerator.
I was
going to
tell you that this is
going to
be a pain in
we
the ass,
priority.
But I thought
yeah,
I'd just
yeah.
skip it.
Beer priority.
This is good stuff. This is good stuff.
We're going to have to finish it.
He doesn't fit, but that's the whole point, I think. I mean, they're kind of these opposing personalities in some respects, or not even
right,
not
right.
even that, but varied, not opposing, but varied.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, and with you two, everything's in its place. Like everything's harmonious and beautiful and perfectly executed, like Enya or something, which I also think is really great. Or what's that one? Pure Moods.
Another great. Sade
leaves something to be like. I listened to her most recent record and. There's, it's
oh, you
like,
did?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, my girlfriend has it, and she plays it a lot. And, like, I didn't like it at first. There's a few, it's a little, it's just, there's something left to be desired there, especially melodically. Like, she kind of sticks to this one thing, you know. But most artists do. So does you, too. But I happen to find that more appealing. And I think, you know, there's a lot to be said for that super polished aspect of music where it's just, like, sublimely symmetrical and everything. And like
right.
I don't know, but I'm all for modern art, junk it up like Joke White, you know. But that's why I love Beck so much, because he'll get that streamlined pop song for, I like to call it like the 95%, and then that other 5% is Andy Warhol bullshit or whatever, you know, just cram it up, you know. Like,
I see what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's all just a artifice ruse anyway.
I don't know what that means. But I don't...
Well, yeah. No, I'm complicit in the superficial realm, but I also really am passionate about, you know, everything, you know, what's really pretty and good.
I get you.
It's all opinion anyway, yeah. So whatever. So
right.
Basically,
well,
I'm full of shit, but...
That's what this show's actually all about, is being full of shit. Mm-hmm. So...
Dropping
you're fit,
shit bombs.
Yeah, you're fitting in perfectly, actually. So let's get back to this the country music thing, because I don't want to hammer the Jack White into the ground here.
Yeah, speaking of Jack White,
oh man,
yeah, the tag for the
yeah, we'll put this on our tagline here. Jack
the more
White.
You hate me, the more it gives me power.
Right, right. So it was kind of just Vanessa, the way that you were writing your music was just coming out as kind of this country kind of swing tunes then, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I mean, do you think that's partly because when did you guys form the band?
About a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. So that was like kind of in the middle. Like there's a lot of new bands that are coming out and that have been out that are kind of like, Seattle kind of started making that switch from like folk
music.
Yeah,
we're
music.
On
are you
the
talking
bandwagon,
about?
Aaron. We're on the bandwagon. Okay.
No. So
what are you talking switch. About, man? Nobody else
making
is doing what we're doing.
Making that switch from folky music into like the country realm.
That's
and
what
people really enjoy it. And I really enjoy it. I wasn't going to say it was like,
but it's
you know,
all,
a bad thing
it's
at all.
It's been done forever. I mean, like the Dude, birds, man.
Yeah,
like
the birds.
They're country folk rock. I mean, you know, like, and that is really
yeah, yeah.
who was. More of my inspiration is like those, you know, like Neil Young, man, that's country, like to the T, you know.
Well, and see, where I was trying to steer it to is like the conversation that is, but because it seems like all the music and the style kind of goes in this cycle, especially in a place like Seattle where there are so many bands, right? And so you're influenced by what's going on around you and what people are listening to at that moment and stuff. And so you're saying that, like, kind of the Byrds and Neil Young, which is probably a huge influence to a lot of musicians, is your main.
I don't like Neil Young.
You got to be fucking
kidding me. I'm just joking.
Okay.
I was always more Dylan, but Neil Young's great, too.
No, I mean, I guess musical inspiration. Like, I have a lot of, I mean, a lot of people inspire me.
Uh-huh.
I have no bones
Omar,
about it. Yeah.
Omar, are you inspired by anything?
Yeah,
there,
a lot.
Is there anything that inspires you
See, that's what it is, negative Nancy over here. But I there's so much that does, but it's like, let's cut out the cancer, so I'm focused on that. But no, I have no bones about
those
saying
some strong words,
somebody
man.
Says anything, I say, oh, yeah, it's like alt country. I don't mean it as a pejorative or anything, but yeah, no doubt there's, you know. But for me, this band's good. Vanessa writes good songs because there's enough of an injection of melancholy. There again, going back to the chord changes and what have you, there's certain bands around here that I won't name. No,
oh, man.
I'm just joking.
Let's not burn any bridges.
Okay,
here.
No. But just so many major chords, honestly, that are it's like, no, 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 no. Vanessa has a good. I don't know if we're going to play anything tonight that will exemplify what I'm talking about, but it's nice to have Vanessa write the songs because. Or Vanessa's songs are nice because they have minor chords at the right moments and melodies at the right moments that. You know, give it that kind of like their, you know, I don't know. I like older music mostly.
Okay. Well, with that, why don't we hear some tunes? You guys are going to play what, three songs for us live in Dining Room Studios, coming to you from high atop the Greenwood neighborhood, looking down on all the prostitutes. All right, so we're going to hear some live tunes by the Brambles. What are we hearing first here, Vanessa?
Who are you going to give it to?
That was me.
All right, this is the Brambles, and who are you going to give it to? Did I get that correct? Because, okay, yeah. All right, this is Who Are You Going to Give It To by the Brambles here on the Air Raid Podcast. Let's do this.
Who you gonna give it to? Who
Good job, guys. Sounds terrific. So are the songs that you guys are playing tonight, is that, can we find that anywhere? Is it on any type of recording?
No. But
no?
Exclusive to your show.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
And we will
I dig it.
Probably be playing it at our gig.
At your gig coming up.
On Friday.
On Friday. Excellent.
That's Friday?
Excellent.
Yeah, it is Friday.
Yeah.
You got to be there, man.
All right, so what are we going to hear next, guys?
Freightliner?
No.
Hey, Darlin, do
hey,
you want to
hey,
try
darling.
It?
Hey, Darlin, okay.
Yeah, let's see Hey, Darlin.
Hey, Darlin by the Brambles on the Air Raid podcast. Now, is this one recorded anywhere?
No.
All right.
So you have
Perfect.
To come
Yeah, you
got to
give him a show. There you go.
Excellent. You heard it here first, folks. All right.
No music, no laughter since you left town. And it seems
Excellent, guys. That sounded wonderful. And what was that? What was that again? That was Hey Darlin'.
Hey Darlin'.
Heard only on the Air Raid podcast or live, right, at the Tractor Tavern on
July 1st. Friday, July 1st.
Excellent, excellent. So that's this coming Friday. So, and who are you guys playing with?
We're playing with Jackrabbit and Buffalo Deathbeam.
I love Buffalo Deathbeam.
They're fantastic. Guys, they're very nice
really
people.
Good too. Yeah, totally,
good
totally.
People, good people.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll try. Maybe we'll try to get them on.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
That would be great. Yeah. Okay. And so that's Friday at the Tractor Tavern here in Seattle. So why don't you guys play us out? But before you do, plug your wares. Where can we find you? Where can we hear the music?
You can find us on Facebook, like everyone else in the world. and what's the other thing that we have, Graham?
Twitter?
The tweet?
What about The Peenie by G-Jip?
What? No, don't
G-Jip.com.
By G-Jip. Who knows
just
what
go
you'll
to
find?
Facebook.
Just go to everybody goes
we
to
got
Facebook.
A homepage. But you gotta just go to Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook.
Okay, Facebook.
Facebook.com/TheBrambles.
But don't you guys, yeah. you guys have a website as well, right?
TheBramblesMusic.com.
Okay, great. And then you can find out all about your like tour dates and things coming
yes.
up
all
on that website.
All music. Of that good stuff.
Exactly.
All right, so what are you guys gonna play us out with this week?
This is a Towns Van Zandt song.
Oh,
white,
wonderful.
White print leather.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Brambles on the Air Raid podcast. And you can hear us on Zune Marketplace, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio, also on the Noisebeam Network, brought to you by the good people at Fisher Communications. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you next week.
One, two, one, two, four.
Back to where
Jack White.